Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, shalom, and welcome to our presentation of the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ radio show entitled Let the Truth Be Told. We first like to give honor to God the Father, Abba Nawa, and to God the Son, the Almighty Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We would also like to thank them for giving us the Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest, Tazadakia, the God-sent Comforter, for teaching us all things and bringing these things back to our remembrance concerning him and his word, so that the truth of the word of the Almighty God can be taught in the time we're living in. Okay, we're going to get started. I'm your host, Captain 13,000, Shabuqua Malak. The teacher for today's show is Captain of 13,000, Nabakar. Shalom, sir. How you doing?
Shalom, sir. I'm doing pretty good. How about you, sir?
I'm doing too well. So what's the title of your class, sir?
Today's class is going to be called Life or Death.
Life or Death. Okay, yes, sir. I'm gonna read for you. I can't wait to hear the class.
Yes, sir. I appreciate
can't
it.
Wait to hear the class. Yes, sir. Yep. Without further ado, you can, you know, jump on in.
Okay. So today's class is called Life or Death. And what we'll be going into is, how God is paying attention to the decisions you make while you're here on earth. And then based off of those decisions that you make, you will either get life, which is everlasting life, or death, and that's everlasting torment and pain, which is in hell. So it's very important because the times that we're in right now are the last days, which means the time is short, right? So the time is too short to let Satan get you. When God is showing all the signs of the times up there in the skies and in the heavens, showing that he's about to make his second coming. So time is too short to be evil, right? So a lot of people have a good understanding of that keeping the commandments is what God requires them to do. But Satan's job is to make you forget why. Why keeping those commandments are so important, right? The Sabbath day. Keeping up the holidays that God has in the Bible. The dietary law, eating pork and shrimp and crab. These are the commandments that God has commanded us to keep. And there's many more commandments. But why did God give us those commandments? Because it's going to get us everlasting life by doing these commandments. So the reason that keeping the commandments is so important is that it's so that you can live, right? Now, we're not just talking about living here on earth. We're looking for everlasting life. And this is what Jesus Christ is offering, the ones that keep those commandments. So the first book we're going to go to is the book of John, the 17th chapter, in verse 1. John 17 and verse 1. And you can read that for me when you miss it.
These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
Right. So the topic is what? Everlasting life, eternal life. So people forget that one day they're going to have to stand before God to receive type of judgment. Right, people have a good understanding that they will go before God for judgment, because there's a saying that's out there where people say, what, only God can judge me. Well, that's true, right? But then you forget that one day you're going to stand before God on that judgment day. And then the question should be in your mind, if I'm going to stand before God to be judged one day, then what's God going to judge me based off of? What he's going to judge you based off of is whether you've been keeping those commandments or not. So Christ, he has power to say whether you live or whether you die. So let's read verse 2 again.
As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
Right. So let's read on.
And this is life eternal.
Yes.
Is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom God has sent.
Right. So what is eternal life? Eternal life is knowing God the Father and Jesus Christ. So to get to know Jesus Christ, right, once you get to know Jesus Christ, then that's going to get you to go to God the Father's kingdom. And that's when eternal life starts, right? So let's go to the book of 1 John 5 and verse 20. 1 John 5 and 20. Because this is what everybody's looking for. Everybody's looking for everlasting life. And as we go through this class, you're going to see that God is looking for the ones that choose life. Are you doing the things that God requires you to do to receive everlasting life? This is something that has to be earned. And it's not something that's just given to you, right? So 1 John 5 and verse 20. Let's read that.
And we know that the Son of God is come and have given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
And eternal life, right? So you got to know Jesus Christ to get to heaven. Get everlasting life, you got to know Christ. Let's go to John 4. John 4 and verse 7 now. So a lot of people might be listening to this show and be saying, well, I know Jesus, right? I know God. I've been saved for 23 years. I've been saved for 15 years. See, this brother is telling me that I don't know already, right? So as we go through these scriptures, you're going to find out that if you're not doing the commandments of God, keeping the commandments of God, then guess what? You may think you know God, but then when that day comes for you to be judged, you're going to find out that God don't know you and that you didn't really know the God, true God of the Bible. And by not knowing the true God of the Bible, it's going to get you in hell, and it's not going to get you that everlasting life that you thought you was heading towards. But John 4 and verse 7, let's read that.
There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink.
Give me to drink. Read on. So without even knowing Christ, you can't even get into heaven. So we're going to read about this story, about this everlasting life that Christ is talking about. Let's read on.
For his disciples, then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being Jew, this drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no...
Read on.
Jesus answered and said to her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, have given thee living water.
Living water, right? Let's read on.
So, the woman said to him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw. Then thou hast living water.
Right. So I'm sorry, you were kind of breaking up. In verse 11, it said, the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? So the woman, she's confused, right? Here it is, we're reading a story about Jesus Christ coming to this well, and then he's asking the woman to get him something to drink. But she's like, well, I don't have nothing to get the water with, right? But then Christ, we've seen him flip it around, and now he started off the conversation with asking her for something to drink. But now he's saying what? That I have that living water, right? Now let's read.
Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?
Right, so Jesus, she's confused, answered, right? I'm sorry. No, she's confused, right? She doesn't know what Jesus Christ is talking about, right? They're having two different understandings now. She's thinking it's physical water. But what is Christ offering? He's talking about everlasting life, right? So she's asking him, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well? She's saying, what? This is Jacob's well, right? What water do you have that's better than this water, right? This water that's in this well, this is good water right here. So what water can you offer me that's better than this? Let's find out. Read on.
Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
That's physical one, right? physical order. That's that Polar Springs. That's that Avion, right? Read on.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Everlasting life. So the water that Christ is offering us is alive, right? When you get thirsty, this water just fills you up. It never, it's always there to quench your thirst, right? But now, what type of water is Christ offering us? Let's stay in the book of John. Let's go to the 7th chapter and verse 37. John 7 and 37. So what is this water? This matter now that we're hearing this, this water that Christ is offering, right? We should want to find out what this water is, because this water is offered to the nation of Israel. Every Israelite, Christ is offering that water to. This is the so-called black, the so-called Hispanic, and the so-called Native American. God is offering that living water. Now, it's your choice to drink that water. John 7 and 37. Let's read that.
In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
Right. So if any man thirst, let him come unto me and do what? And drink. Right. So we see in Christ is offering that water. This is water that you can only get in the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. Because this living water is not offered anywhere else, right? You're always going to be thirsty with the doctrines in the world, which, like, what do you got? Muslims, and who do they follow? They follow Allah. This is what? Idolatry. Allah does not exist. Anybody that worships Allah is no different than somebody that worships Big Bird or Elmo, right? This is a made-up person, right? People that are in Buddhism, right? You're going to still be thirsty. Even America, having hope and dreams in America, there's no salvation here, right? Where is salvation? Where is everlasting life? It's in the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, because this is where Jesus Christ is at. And when you come into the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, what are you getting? The words of God, which are going to get you everlasting life, right? Let's read 37 one more time.
In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Right. So now we're seeing what that living water is. It's the word of God. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So now we're seeing is rivers, right? In the last scripture in John, the 4th chapter, we saw that it was a well springing up into what? Everlasting life. What's supplying that well with water? That river, right? What is that river? This is the scripture, the word of God. And this is what you get when you come into the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. So let's go to Ephesians 5 and 26 now. Ephesians 5 and 26. This is the word, because in the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, the word of God is taught correctly. Even in these Baptist churches, they're not teaching the word of God correctly. People still sin. In these Catholic churches, they're not teaching the word of God correctly. The men that set up to teach the word of God is molesting children, right? So where do you come to find the word of God, the true word of God? In the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5 and 26. Let's read that.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water. By the word.
What word is that? The word of God. So it says that he might sanctify and cleanse it. What is he talking about? His body, right? We all are supposed to be a part of the body of Christ. So in being a part of the body of Christ, you need to keep that body clean. He's going to keep that body clean. The way that he keeps it clean is what? With his word, right? Mm-hmm. What does he give us? His commandments to keep yourself clean. So death, as this class is called, life or death, death is not supposed to be an option. Because if you're keeping the words of God in you, if you're keeping yourself clean with the words of God, then guess what? God's going to give you that everlasting life. We're seeing that he's offering everlasting life. So people still die, though, right? So how is it that Christ is offering everlasting life, but you still see people who are dying, and you see that he created a place to put people that are disobedient, which is what? Which is hell. So in order to get the gift of eternal life, you got to work for it. And this is what people are ignorant of, that they actually have to work for that everlasting life. See, a lot of people like to think that eternal life is just given, right? All I have to do is accept that Jesus Christ died on the third day, and that died on the cross and rose on the third day, and that what I'm saved. All I have to do is believe, and I'm saved. Well, that doesn't make any sense, because when you look at the whole reason that Jesus Christ died on the cross, he died because of what? Because of the sins of the nation of Israel, right? So if he died because people were sinning, then what sense does it make for people to continue in sin, right? If somebody is walking out on the highway and there's a Mack truck coming, and you dive out in front of that person and knock them out the way, and then you end up dying, right? You done saved that person's life. But then guess what they do? Oh, man, thank you. And then they go step right back on the highway and get smashed by another truck, right?
Wow.
So it's like you died in vain, because why that person is going to still do what they were doing when you died so that you could save their life. Now, Christ, he didn't die in vain, right? So who is Christ looking for? He's looking for the ones that are going to show that they appreciate what he did for them by dying on that cross. He died because of what? Because of the sins of the nation of Israel. So what is God looking for? The ones that are going to earn that everlasting life, that are going to keep that commandment, that are going to keep themselves clean, and they're going to get his word in him. So eternal life is a gift that has to be earned, and it has to be worked for. And this is what Satan, he wants to make you forget. Why God has these commandments? Because it's going to get you everlasting life. What does Satan want you to believe? That you can live your life the way that you want to live your life. Right? Let's go to Matthew 18 and 14 now. Matthew 18 and 14. So this is not the time where you want to die. You don't want to die in this kingdom, which is Babylon, which is America. And you don't want to die in your sin, right? So God, he puts that judgment. If God puts that judgment of death on you, if he decides to send you to hell, it must have been something you deserve. Let's go to Matthew 18 and 14. Let's read that.
Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish.
Right. So the question is, if it's not God's will that anybody perish, why is there hell? And why is he sending people to hell? Why is there death if it's not his will that anybody die, right? So let's read that again.
Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish.
Right. So in order for you to perish, it had to have been something you did. It had to have been your choice to die. Now, somebody might be thinking, why would I ever choose death, all right? Or who would ever choose to go to hell? Nobody wants to go to hell, right? So how do you choose death? You choose death with your actions. And this is what God is looking at. He's looking at how you conduct yourself while you're here on earth, how you live your life from day to day to day. Are you living your life according to the commandments of God? Or are you living your life how you want to live your life, right? Matthew 18 and 14. Let's read that again.
Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish.
Now let's go to the book of Amos 5 and 14. So if it's not God's will that you die, whose will is it? It's your will that you die, right? God has given everybody free will. But what you do with that free will dictates where you go after death. Are you going to go to heaven or are you going to go to hell, right? So how do you choose death? With your action. How do you choose life? With your action. Amos 5 and 14. Let's read that.
Seek good.
Do what?
And not evil. Seek good.
Mm-hmm.
And not evil.
Deuteronomy 10. Deuteronomy 10 and 12.
Okay.
Deuteronomy 10 and 12. Seek good and not evil. So what is good? What is good? Because a lot of people think that the way that they're living their life is good. Like, I don't kill. I don't steal. I don't rob nobody. I just live my life. I'll go to church on Sundays. Is that what God commands you to do? Are you living your life according to the words of God? Right? It's not just enough to just not steal. But guess what? You're not supposed to be eating pork and shrimp and crab. Guess what? It's not just enough to not eat pork and shrimp and crab. You got to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Guess what? It's not just enough to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You got all these laws and these statutes that God has in his Bible, and you got to learn them. And what people need to understand is that this only being taught in the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. We have a holy apostle and chief high priest, Dr. Doc, and the God's company. Class after class after class are coming out for what? So that you can receive that everlasting life. This is what's taught in our church. Deuteronomy 10 and 12. What is that good? We're about to find out. Let's read that.
And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good.
For thy good, right? Yeah. Now let's go back to Amos 5 and 14. So what is good? What's that good you need to be seeking? The commandments of God. The commandments of God. This is what's going to get you everlasting life. So when you don't keep the commandments, what are you showing God? And you don't want to live. That you don't want that everlasting life. That you don't care what he did for you. That how he died on that cross for your sins, right? And the death that Christ died, it was a painful death. And guess what? He did that for you. Not so that you could continue in sin. Not so that you could live your life the way you want to live your life. In return, what do we have to do? Live our lives for Christ. And he doesn't leave that up to your imagination. He says, look, I got my word down here, right? I have these commandments that I want you to keep. You live your life according to this word, and you keep these commandments, and guess what you're going to get? Everlasting life. Now let's read that again.
Seek good and not evil, that ye may live.
And ye may what?
And so the Lord, that ye may live.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as ye have spoken.
Right. Now let's go to Malachi 4 and verse 1. So for the ones that decide to be wicked servants of God, you saying, I want to serve God how I want to serve God. I don't care what they say. I still want to go to church on Sunday, even though God says to go to church on Saturday. I'm still going to eat my pork and shrimp and crabs. And guess what? There's a day that's waiting for you. Okay, and that's the day of judgment. So when you decide to break God's commandments, you're showing God that I want to go to hell. So hell is waiting for the ones that choose death. This is what God made hell for, the ones that choose death. All right, let's read Malachi 4 and 1.
For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven,
mm-hmm.
and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble.
Right.
And
so
the day that cometh.
Right. So we're seeing that what? The ones that do wickedly is going to be what? It's going to be in hell, right? What is sin? Sin is when you break God's commandments. So in order to receive eternal life, keep his commandments. But if you want to go to hell, then guess what? Break those commandments. And you're going to find out that there's a day waiting for you. So you got to remember from what? Was that you had something, Captain?
No, just thinking. Yes, sir. Good point.
God, yes, sir. So, yeah, you got to remember that for the ones everybody has to remember that there is life after death. You actually live somewhere after you die, right? And that place where you go, you make that your home. So you don't want hell to be your home. In hell, you're tormented every second of every day. Hell is not usually on people's minds. A lot of people think that that they're just saved, that they're going to make it to heaven. There is another place. And in hell is torment. Every second of every day, there is no relief. There is no pain. I mean, there is pain all the time in hell. There's no relief of pain in hell. And that pain, it gets more intense every day and all the time. There is no hope in hell. I mean, at least if you got a job and you say, man, this job is hell, at least you got some hope that when 5 o'clock comes, you can punch that clock and go home, right? Guess what? In hell, there is no hope. Every day you got to look forward to what? To more pain, right? It's fire in hell, right? And you got to think, who's putting you through all this pain? Who's putting you through all this torment? It's not the devil. It's God. Remember how we started off saying that everybody's going to stand before God on judgment day. So on that day, you're going to find out whether you go to heaven or whether you go to hell. Who's going to send all the wicked to all those tortures and pains and fire and thirst? God's going to do that. God's going to do that. Because why? You make that choice. Because you don't want to keep the commandments of God. Well, this is what God is looking at, how you live your life. Either keep the commandments. If you keep the commandments, you get what? Everlasting life. But if you don't want to, you're showing God that you don't want to live. So let's go back to Matthew 18 and 14.
Hey, Captain Abacar, we really appreciate you. Can we get one more scripture? Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We say Matthew's.
Come on, it's the last scripture. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Matthew 18 and 14. We'll leave it at that.
Yes, sir. Verse 14. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish.
Right. So it's not. This is not God's will. We talked about that pain, that suffering, that hell. That's not the will of God. He doesn't want you to go there. Because as we start off the class, we show that what? He's offering everlasting life. So he's given us instructions to keep us from going to hell. And that's the Bible. That's his word. And where is that word being taught? In the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. For what?
Yes, sir. So we appreciate you, coming in, teaching a beautiful class. To all viewers, listeners, tune in every Sunday, 3 o'clock, Blog Talk Radio. We'd like to give honor and praise to the Almighty, our Lord Jesus Christ. We'd like to thank him for giving us the Holy Ghost and Comfort, the Holy High Priest, Tazadakia, for these beautiful classes, for this beautiful understanding, this wisdom and knowledge. All of this comes straight out of the Bible. Again, we have we got conference calls at the Hebrew Academy. Everything is set up. Everything is right here in one place. It's like the Church of God in Jesus Christ. You got anything else, Captain? We got a couple more minutes.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, with that, we'd like to say shalom to all the believers. And that's today's class.